One of the famous questions on Leil Pesach is, we have a mitzvah, the Oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, of telling over the story of the Exodus from Egypt. We know there's a mitzvah all year round that we say in the Haggadah as well, but we say it every day, the third parasha Kriya Shema, that we learn out that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim applies every day of the year. There's a debate in the Mishnah whether it applies to Lailas or not. We assume it even applies at night. So really, there's a mitzvah every night of the year of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's so special about the mitzvah of Sipur? So they give different answers. This one is a little longer, Derek Shiloh V'tshuva, etc. In fact, there are those Rishonim who say, and we'll explain in a second, so that this is a famous question is, why don't we make a bracha on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? We're making brachas throughout the Seder and everything else. We have a mitzvah in our Torah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that should apply, as the Gemara in Brachas tells us, we make brachas even on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And we see we even make brachas on minhagim, so certainly on a mitzvah d'oraisa. So one answer is, ein achinami, but once we make kiddush, we fulfill our mitzvah, and therefore we can't make the bracha anymore. But others point out there's a famous answer from the Netzivos and the Maisa Nisim, the Rav Soloveitchik used to like to say over all the time, that we have a general principle, we don't make a bracha on a bracha. In other words, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of birkas hamazon, v'achalta v'savatu v'erachta, and we bench. So, but before we bench, we don't make a bracha on mitzvahs birkas hamazon. Why not? So the commentators explain, because since the whole mitzvah was set up in bracha form, so you don't make a bracha on a bracha, there's no need to. It's redundant. That's why the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa Friday night. Yeah, we don't make a bracha on Kiddush because it's set up in a bracha form. And in fact, that was a discussion, I think, in the Gemara Megillah. They asked the different rabbis, but what did you do to warrant long life? And one said he used always to make a birkas kohanim. What do you mean? Everyone makes a birkas kohanim. So the chiddush was that even though it's set up in the context of brachas, you made it anyway. Why is it a bracha l'atola? It's a separate discussion. But we see here that we don't make brachas in the context of brachas, and therefore, since the whole Haggadah is set up in bracha form, there's no need to make a special bracha al tzipor yitzias mitzrayim. That's how the Maisa Nisim and the Tzibas explains. Rav Nissen Halpert explained that many used to give a new answer every year to this question. But one year he gave the answer. The Gemara tells us that we find fault with Yisro. No, actually, we find fault with Klai Yisro, not with Yisro. Because Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us, that Yisro was the first one to say Baruch Hashem, to give bracha. We gave a shira, but we didn't give a bracha. So Gnai Hu Yisrael. They disgrace the Klai Yisrael. So Rav Nissen Halpert explained, we have a principle, Chayiv Adam Lira says, Atzo Gilu Yatzo Mi Mitzrayim. They have a klal that you're obligated to do what they did then, with a reenactment. So since they didn't make a bracha, even might have been a Gnai, even though they didn't make a bracha, so too we follow in their footsteps as well. We don't make a special bracha on Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is a famous answer of the Chasam Sofer, that we do make a bracha, but make the bracha later, as like by a gear. We know that lach is, usually you make a bracha over lasiyah, so before you do the mitzvah, but there's certain exceptions to the rule. One is someone converting to Judaism, they make the bracha after they come out of the mikveh because they're not Jewish. So clearly that's the way it happens. So they point out that they point out that they make the bracha afterwards, like Natilo Shadayim, our hands are dirty. So too, Chayiv Adam Leros Es Atzmo, that the Jewish people didn't become free until afterwards. So therefore, it's Chayiv Adam Leros Es Atzmo. So therefore, when we get to the bracha Gaal Yisrael at the end, towards the end of Magid, so that's when we make the bracha. So therefore, we don't make the bracha before, because the Chasim Sofer is Chayiv Adam Leros Es Atzmo, that in a different context, that we make the bracha at the end. So, different answers to the famous question of why don't we make a bracha on Tzipo Yitzhiya Tzushayim, either because you yotze with Kiddush, you don't make a bracha on a bracha, like in the Maisa Nisim, like Rav Nissen Alpert, G'nai Hil Yisrael, so we're following the way they did it, and the Chasim Sofer, we do make a, but just like a ger, we make it afterwards.